Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, home of the best local news. I'm your host, Jesse Steele, for today, October 19th, 2021. So we'll start things off here with some good news. It's local, sure. The French Fire is now 100% contained. Thank Rod, they are finally starting to get these things put out. That was a heck of a fire season. This one was 30 miles northeast of Bakersfield. It burned 26,535 acres. It is 100% contained now, but it did destroy 49 structures. The fire started August 18th. There was 20 injuries. The cause is still undetermined. The total personnel assigned to fight the fire currently is only 13, and that's just to keep flare-ups from happening. So, good. We're moving forward. Now let's just get the rest of those out. Well, there's some bad news. In a press release issued by the Forest Service today, the Inyo National Forest is saddened to report that firefighter Layla Bradley, only age 29, from Powell, Wyoming, died while on an assignment to the forest. Layla was working as a member of a wildland fire engine from Dragonfighters, Inc., a company that works under contract with the U.S. Forest Service. They were providing additional initial attack coverage for the forest during this difficult fire season. The forest received a report of a medical emergency at the Rock Creek Fire Station on Monday, October 11th. Forest Service personnel responded and attempted life-saving efforts for Layla. Mono County emergency personnel also responded. Unfortunately, these efforts were unsuccessful. The Inyo National Forest staff appreciates the support that the contract fire companies provide to the U.S. Forest Service and expresses their deepest condolences to Layla's family and friends. We have an obituary as well as a picture of Layla on EasternSierraNow.com. I'll just read you the first couple of paragraphs. Layla Mae Bradley was born on March 2, 1992 in Cody. She came barreling into the world early and fast and had a rich childhood growing up with views of Heart Mountain and the McCullough Peaks from her expansive backyard. Layla loved the outdoors and would seek places to work and study that gave her opportunities for hiking, camping, skiing, and rock climbing. It's not a stretch to say that Layla was a risk taker who enjoyed anything that might lead to an adrenaline rush. This became fully realized when she chose her life's avocation to be a wildland firefighter. Since 2018, she was employed by Dragonfighters, Inc., based out of Clark, and sent to sites throughout the country. During this time, Layla worked her way up from crew member to engine boss and gained the respect, admiration, and love of her employees. So that is sad news to hear, and our condolences go out to her family and friends, as well as all of the firefighters that do everything they can to keep us safe. Thank you all for that. So if you'd like to see more about Layla Bradley, head over to EasternSierraNow.com. You want your photography to go down in history? Well, there's nothing more historic than Bodie. That's right, and they're having their calendar contest for the 2023 calendar. Previous registrants users may continue to use their existing user credentials. New users must register. What does that mean? If you've done this in the past, you can log in like you did before. Otherwise, you need to start over. The contest rules remain unchanged from 2022. The author of the calendar cover photo will receive $300, and authors of inside photos will each receive $100. Submissions will be credited in the Bodie Foundation calendar, and winners will receive complimentary copies of the calendar. If you have problems or questions about using the site, please contact them at bodiecalendarcontest.com or find the link at Eastern Sierra Now. Just a quick rundown. The contest closes Sunday, February 6th. Images must be horizontal and have a minimum size and resolution of 14 inches width by 10.5 inches height at 300 pixels per inch. Please do not upsample images. Images should be in Adobe RGB 1998 color space. Images must be in JPEG format. Images must be received by February 6th and be properly submitted on the calendar contest website. And again, that's at bodiecalendarcontest.com to be considered for the contest. The maximum of 5 entries per person. Full contest rules can be found, again, at bodiecalendarcontest.com. The Bodie Foundation is a nonprofit organization dedicated to raising funds for the preservation, interpretation, and public enjoyment of Bodie State Historic Park, Mono Lake Tufa State Natural Reserve, and Grover Hot Springs State Park. visit the Bodhi Foundation website, bodhifoundation.org, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And if you're looking for a great Christmas present, the 2022 Bodhi calendar is available for purchase from their online store. I love Western photography. I love Westerns in general. Who doesn't? You know what? Let's have a little weather report before we wrap things up here. Today, Bishop has a high wind warning with gusts of 21 miles per hour starting in the afternoon and going through the night. Great. So any minute now. Wonderful. Sunday, there will be a chance of showers, and showers will be likely on Monday. Hooray! Daytime temperatures will be in the low 70s until Sunday, when the storm front will drop daytime highs to the low 60s for Monday. Nighttime lows will be in the high 30s for the rest of the week. Mono County, Mammoth Lakes has a special weather statement for gusty winds as high of 20 to 25 miles per hour today through Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a 20% chance of rain after 11 a.m. and snow above 9,500 feet. Friday night, a slight chance of rain and snow with a snow level starting at 9,800 feet that drops to 8,700 feet after midnight. Saturday also has a slight chance of rain with a snow level back up to 9,500 feet. Saturday night, rain is likely with a snow level starting at 9,300 feet going up to 10,000 feet later in the day. Sunday night rain is also likely with a snow level at 9,700 feet, and rain and snow are likely on Monday. Before the storm system comes in on Friday, daytime highs will be in the mid to low 50s, dropping to the 40s and then the 30s as the system progresses. Nighttime lows will be in the high 20s and low 30s throughout the week. So that's great. Let's get some snow in here. Let's get this going. I feel like Google Ads is calling me out because I'm looking at the Eastern Sierra Now page, and they're... is an ad for a button that says bullshit on it. No, that's true. Got that straight off the Weather Service site there, you stupid button. Quit calling me out. Get your own show. A couple notes on the Alabama Hills and their camping situations there. As of October 1st, the west side of Movie Road in the Movie Flat area and any area marked with a no camping sign is day use only areas. Additional changes to dispersed camping will occur throughout the fall. These changes will include a required fee permit and further delineation. Go ahead and text me if I was wrong on that. Delineation? That's it. Delineation. Big Pine High School graduate, 2001. Thank you. Of areas where camping may occur. Eventually, camping will be limited to sites identified with a campsite marker in the areas shown on the map. To control human waste, 6 porta-potties have been placed in the Alabama Hills. Please either use these restrooms or pack out your solid human waste using a portable waste system, RV toilet, wag bag, portable toilet, etc. Please check the BLM website before your next visit to get the most up-to-date information. That's blm.gov/visit/Alabama-Hills. And last but not least, we're going to go with Bishop football homecoming this Friday, October 22nd. News from Stacy Van Ness, the athletic director for Bishop Union High School. Exciting homecoming festivities and Friday night football is happening at John Schwab Field on October 22nd. Ticket gates will be open at 5 p.m. The pregame show begins promptly at 6 p.m. with performances by Home Street Middle School Colts in Motion, BUHS Cheer, BUHS Dance, and introductions of the homecoming court. We will honor our seniors and parents at 6:45 p.m. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. We will have an extended halftime show with the BUHS marching band and the color guard presentation of homecoming court and announce the king and queen. Due to BUHS field day, blankets will only be allowed to be placed on the bleachers from 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. Please do not tape directly to the bleachers. You got it? We hope to see you all there. Go Broncos! And just a reminder, Eastern Sierra Now will film all of the events, including the game. Weird, right? And they will be posted on EasternSierraNow.com as well as our YouTube page. So if you'd like to see any of the highlights of your little king and queen or princess out there getting their crown and all that stuff, well then, you go ahead and do that. And yes, in case you were wondering, I was homecoming king. Thank you very much. I just can't spell. Or read, apparently. You know what else I can't do? Work on cars very well. I'm a total failure. But you know who can? Robbie, down at Shorty's Speed Shop. That's right. You just got to head down there. He's going to hook you up. I've known Robbie a long time, and he and his wife, Nicole, are great, and they are running that fantastically. Let me read you a little something from what they wrote on their website. Robert, or Shorty, was raised in Bishop and has a big love for Bishop and surrounding communities. He and TJ have been friends since high school. Who's TJ? Well, TJ used to have the shop that Robbie and his wife, Nicole, took over. That used to be TJ's firing line. Now, it is Shorty's Speed Shop, right there on Sneeden, almost catty corner to the distillery in Bishop. You need to head over there and check that out. Guess what they do that almost everybody else doesn't? Smog a vehicle. It is so difficult to get that done. You just got to call Robbie up. He will hook you up. So, if you want to head down there, you should probably call him first, 760-258-1342. Go get your car done by a professional. Speaking of professionals, I'm going to sign off before I make more of a fool of myself today. Eastern Sierra Now, Jesse Steele, October 19th. See you later.